listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. You've still got time because we've got two segments today left for open phones, and that number is 888-RADIO-30,
888-723. Okay, so
888-723-4630.
So someone's on the line, and I think they may have the answer, but I need to explain how to find the newsletter with the secret word. And, of course, that's what that duck is all about. If you're new to listening to the show, you're wondering, what the heck are they doing? When you hear that sound, if you know the secret word, first person to call in with the correct word wins a prize. And today's prize is what, Griff?
It's an eBay-branded baseball.
And it's cool looking. You can see a picture of it on the chat board.
You can throw it and ding people off their heads with it.
So to find, or you can put it in a little glass case.
Or you can throw it.
To find the newsletter with the secret word, you click on the group chat link on the eBay radio player. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post. There will be a list of posts. The second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. There you'll find today's secret word, and we do this every Tuesday. Also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. Karen in New York, known on eBay as One Green Island Treasures. What's your question or comment today, Karen?
Well, I'm calling with the secret word.
All righty.
What is it?
Anatidiphobia.
That's absolutely correct. You won the baseball.
What does it mean?
It means irrational fear you're being watched by a duck.
Is that true?
Aflac.
I guess so.
That
I don't know.
Is funny.
That is pretty funny, isn't it?
That is funny.
Yeah, I thought so. So if you'll send me an email with your shipping address, I'll ship this little treasure right out to you.
Sounds great.
Fantastic.
Thanks
so much for playing.
Karen, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell all kinds of things. I sell clothing. I sell thrifted items. You name it, I sell it.
Are you actually in New York City?
I'm on Long Island.
So how do you product source?
Thrift shops, mostly thrift shops, mm-hmm. Some retail stores, some things on eBay.
Aha! I knew it.
Any challenges you might want to ask us about, or are you doing just peachy?
Sometimes things are great, and sometimes things are slow, but I'm just doing what I think I'm supposed to be doing, so I think I'm doing okay.
Thank you,
Fantastic.
Karen. Nice to hear from you today. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30, or you may contact us through the Contact Us link on the eBay radio player, and I have one of those for you right now.
Okay.
Name is Edie from Santa Monica, California. I've been creating titles in hierarchical order in consideration of phone buyers. Elephant Gray Plush. Sandy was just saying to do plush gray elephant. Now I'm confused on what the best way is.
Whatever works for you. You can test it and try doing it both ways and see if it makes a difference.
I think it should be elephant. But that's just me. If it's on mobile, if it says gray plush and that's all you can see on the screen.
You might not see the word elephant, but hopefully you'll see the picture.
Yeah.
That helps, seeing that picture.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, but I would put elephant first. If it doesn't matter, put elephant first.
Yeah, I would have put elephant first, too.
Yep, I definitely think so.
Because it's an elephant. You want it to, it's an elephant plush.
It is not a unicorn.
I think a plush elephant might be an elephant that's, a real live elephant that's just, real cushy.
Cutesy wootsy.
Yeah.
Diana from Loomis. eBay ID is Grammy Lou 7, Grammylew7. When I print my labels through eBay, it prints two pages, just one line on the second page. I have to go in and change the pages to print from all to one. Is this an eBay thing or my printer?
It's not your printer. It's the print function for your computer. So I noticed that, for example, if I'm printing out labels on a regular printer using 8x11 sheets, and I'm doing so, say I'm doing so on my Mac through Chrome on eBay, my printer might print out an extra sheet. What you have to do in the print dialog box is just say the first page. So you would indicate that by where it says pages, you would put one, that you'd type the number one. The way to get around this, and I'm a big believer in this, is if you have a Windows machine, and specifically if you have a Mac, you can make it work, but it's harder. Is if you're selling with any regularity and you want the most efficient printing, invest in a thermal printer that prints 4x6 labels, like a Zebra printer or a Brother printer, and get the thermal labels. You can get them real cheap on eBay as a roll. Set it up. You will never want to go back to printing full sheets. You will always want to have that printer available. I made the switch a while ago. It makes it much easier for me to print and slap those labels on my packages, and it looks professional and less of a waste and all that. So that's my advice.
Thank you.
I know it has nothing to do with the question, but...
But it was cool.
Thank you.
And it's very important to be cool, as we know.
Well, it's important to be efficient.
Yes. Talking about efficiency, Betsy is here to talk about the guides and the link and how to do it. Hey, Betsy, what's going on about the guides?
Well, I just wanted to give out the link and also tell you that there is a contest right now, a sweepstakes going on with guides. It's to go to ebay.com/guides and write and submit a guide. You will be entered into the sweepstakes to win $1,000. And this is going on through November 24th, and you can enter once a week.
Wow.
It's a good time to write a guide and get your expertise established and drive traffic to your eBay store and your listings and maybe win $1,000.
Yeah, I have to write my second guide anyway, so this is a good time to do it. So it's ebay.com/guide.
Guide.
With no S on the end, just guide.
Guides with S.
Oh, guides with an S. So they made this one easy, Griff.
Yeah,
ebay.com/guides. Thank you, Betsy. How are you doing?
Doing well. We're a little wet down in Texas, and we like that because we've been in a drought. So we're enjoying a rainy, cool weather down here.
How's business?
Business is fantastic. I had 15 offers so far today. It's like unbelievable. I've never had so many in one day. And they've mostly been good offers, too, almost all of them.
You think people are buying, buying for the holidays?
For the holidays? Yes, I think the Christmas shopping has officially commenced.
Is this jewelry?
This is jewelry items and a Harmony Kingdom limited edition collectibles.
Well.
So I would say they're not waiting till Black Friday to start their shopping this year.
I guess not. Betsy, thank you, honey. Always nice to have you on the show, teaching us a thing or two.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Down there in Dallas, Texas. Okay, here's another one, Griff, from our Contact Us tab. Hi, Griff and Lee. This is from Carla in Ontario, Canada, known on eBay as Flames Fan. Hi, Griff and Lee. I'm a big fan of the show. Thank you for all your great advice on a weekly basis. As a Canadian seller on ebay.ca, the new collections are not available to me to create. Will that be coming to eBay Canada soon? Also, I'm a huge fan of the global shipping program. Will eBay be working with Canada Post to create a similar program for Canadian sellers in the future?
Well, for the first question, I don't know. I would assume most of our features do eventually make it to other sites, whether they start at eBay.com or they start at eBay.uk or any other site. So, but I don't have any other information beyond that. What was the second question?
Second question is also, I'm a huge fan of the global shipping program.
Global shipping, yeah.
Will eBay be working with Canada Post to create a similar program for Canadian sellers in the future?
I don't know.
I thought they just added Canada. to the global shipping program.
You mean to the U.S. global shipping
program? Oh, I see.
She's asking if there'd be a global shipping program for sellers located in Canada based on, you know, the same sort of deal. But I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Sorry. I'm stumped twice. Sorry.
We can only hope, Carla. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us today. So a lot of people have contact us today because they want the user research team to visit their monthly meetup. So should I send that over to Jeff?
Sure, yes.
Okay, I'll send these all over to Jeff today then. So tell me more about that Aloha. You know, John wears Hawaiian shirts because down in San Diego, you can wear them all the time. Depending on what kind and how they look, you can wear them all year. But this one was 3,000 something. Tell me about that.
Well, it's because people collect everything, and the rarer something is, the more valuable it is. The Aloha shirt craze actually began in Hawaii commercially in the, I believe, just before and during World War II. I guess there were some shirts before, but as servicemen were going into World War II and passing through Hawaii and other islands, this became a big deal, the island culture. Aloha shirts caught on, and many shirt manufacturers on the island came into business, and they went out of business. So some of those shirts are very rare. And
I'm going to be looking for those.
Yeah, and it's not easy to detect them at first, so you have to keep your eyes out. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Up next, your only last chance today, 888-723-4600.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/ebayradio. That's endicia.com/ebayradio.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 222.
You don't have much time to get ready for the holidays. Lisa Satura is owner of WhatDoISell.com, and she says the first thing to do is make a list of what you have ready to go.
First step, make your list. You know, what is the inventory that you source specifically for the holidays? What are the products that you normally carry that you think will do well during the holidays? 50 to 60% of online shoppers are going to do self-gifting this year. They're going to buy something for their friends, something for themselves. And then you also have to look at your existing inventory and say, okay, so what inventory do I have now that is going to be able to be repurposed for holidays?
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. We're asking you nicely, so call us now while you still can at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
Griff, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but you may have noticed a new addition to the View Item page.
I may have.
Highlighted in green text, right underneath the gray bid buy box.
Oh, I know that. I know exactly.
Is a personalized strip that calls out up to three attributes of the listing and or seller. Some examples of call-outs are experienced seller, limited quantity remaining, free shipping, 100% positive feedback, and hassle-free returns.
Ta-da.
So that's new. All these new things. Wow. Now through November 30th, you can tell eBay your favorite nonprofit for a chance to win big in the eBay My Causes sweepstakes. And to enter, just go to ebay.com/mycauses and favorite your nonprofit charity of choice. The winner will receive a $2,500 eBay gift card, and eBay will also make a $2,500 donation to your favorite nonprofit. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
I like that one.
I do too.
eBay's going high-tech with its high-fashion holiday collective for 2014. Launches November 11th. In partnership with the Council of Fashion Designers of America, eBay commissioned 5 designers to create a limited edition collection of wearable tech bracelets. Each bracelet comes with an Apple adapter for iPhone 5 and 4, or 4S, which allows users to charge and transfer data from the iPhone or other devices. The bracelets are also compatible with iPods, Android smartphones, and BlackBerry devices with a micro USB connector. Bracelets by Mara Hoffman, Michael Bastian, Millie, Rachel Zoe, and Shipley and Halmos will be available for $25 each exclusively at ebay.com/holidaycollective. All proceeds will benefit the CFDA through Giving Works.
How cool is that?
eBay's got so many contests and stuff going on right now.
It's chock-a-block.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's, how is your doggy?
Well, interestingly enough, she's still with us, and...
You bought the little cart.
I haven't set it up yet.
Oh.
But I will be this week. But she has figured out how to drag herself around the house, and if I bring her... If there weren't stairs, she'd figure out how to drag herself outside, and once I get her outside, she drags herself around the lawn, and she tries to hold it, so she has had very few accidents. And sometimes I want to bring her in, and I have to chase her around the yard. She actually drags her back end at quite a speed.
Have you taken her to the vet?
Well, not since it happened the first time, and I've gone through the course of prednisone. She's probably not going to get her legs back. But she's stoic, as dogs are. They say, this is my life now. This is what I assume they think. Back end doesn't work. Squirrel!
So your
back end doesn't work. Food.
So you're going to try her with a little cart and see what happens?
Well, I'd like to be able to take her for a walk because I love sympathy, and I expect the neighbors will all come.
They'll just ooh and ah over that.
Oh, you're such a brave dog owner, and I'll just give them that look. This is, it's not easy, but we're trying.
Well, I
believe in using your dogs for props.
She may like it and she may not, right?
Well,
we
don't know. There may be a learning curve. She may say, hey, I'm happy to be alive, but I'm not 3 years old. Get me out of this thing. I'm happy to drag my sorry back end around. But she's very up. She's, she wants to get up and she wants to eat and she's very alert and active, and she's wants to be wherever I am, so she'll follow me around the house. And there's nothing new with that. And when I say treat time, she scuttles her little butt right out of that living room into the other side of the house to get a treat. So it's kind of fun, sad. I don't know. It's the circle of life. I'm taking lessons from this because I expect to be in the same exact condition someday. So I'm taking lessons from her.
Well, we have to see a picture when you do the little cart thing. And I'm anxious to know if she likes that cart or not. We have one in our neighborhood. We have a little doggy on a cart. in Donna's neighborhood that we see when we go to pick up Donna.
I want to rename her Porgy.
Oh,
Bess, you is my woman now. Because you know Porgy was a woman.
Oh, I know. Happens to be one of my favorite.
First music I ever listened to that I remember as a child.
Really?
My mother and father had the record, and they had this book about, you know, they made a movie of it, and they had a big color, like, coffee table book in the 50s. And that Porgy and Bess has always kind of been emblazoned on my mind somehow.
Well, we all want to know how she's doing, and we're anxious to see this cart thing and how it works.
Well, I'll share pictures once I've got it. I don't want to embarrass her. She won't know.
It's like my mother. You know, my mother has no computer. She doesn't listen to this radio show.
My dog gives me a look when I take a picture that says, are you going to put that up on Facebook? Because I really don't want my private life on Facebook. That's what my dog says. Or I'm dreaming.
Well, we've been thinking about her anyway.
I'm glad you are.
I know you're worried. Hey, there's one more thing. If you enjoyed artwork, since we're talking about animals, by Koopa the Turtle, remember
Koopa.
That? There's a charity auction campaign. Go to chimpartauction.com to view and bid on artwork by contestants in the Humane Society of the United States Chimpanzee Art Contest. I kid you not, Griff.
That's so cute. Well, I can't believe it. The show's over. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, posted for your PC. We will be live on Thursday, November 7th. Tune in at 11 o'clock. Call in with your questions. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, moving your business forward.
We all want to know our packages are safely on their way once we've shipped them. And while parcel insurance might not be as sexy as a cattle drive, it can help corral costs by protecting against loss or damage to your goods while in transit. You can save even more money and time when you use an approved USPS PC postage provider for your insurance needs. Not only do they offer discounted parcel insurance, but you can quickly and easily add insurance coverage while preparing your shipping labels. There's no need for a third-party insurer, and they'll provide pre-populated forms if you need to file a claim. So wish your parcels happy trails as you protect them and yourself with parcel insurance.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio. Moving your business forward.